Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Because your financial well-being is our priority, our dedicated business teams are here to help.
First of all, we're just responding to the very sad news about the passing of Jack Charlton. He was an adored figure in Irish life due to the unparalleled success he achieved with the Irish national soccer team in the late 80s and early 90s. I'm delighted to say I'm joined now by another adored figure of Irish life, Ireland and Liverpool legend, John Aldridge. John, firstly, thanks for taking the call this morning. I know it's a very sad day for you, but can you just tell me what Jack meant to you in terms of your life?
He gave me the opportunity to play. I was born in Liverpool. Could play for England, you know, and Ireland. When I first met him, I was a little bit in awe. Because when I met him after this game, he watched me play. He was a big presence of a man, a World Cup winner with England. And, you know, I had the most respect for him then. And when he asked me, you know, there was no way I was never going to say no. I was never going to say yeah. And then they had 10 years under him. What a man.
Yeah.
A football man. What a genius. People don't realise, you know, what he did with us, you know, and how he set us up and to be successful, because we couldn't compete with the best and just play football against them. We had to do it a certain way. But I got to know him not just as a manager, but as a friend and a drinking partner at times. I loved him. I still love him. I loved him. And we all loved him, you know, all the players. And I spoke to a couple of players already this morning about ex-players. And we'd literally go through a brick wall. If anybody told us to do it, we'd just do it for him.
Amazing. Italian 90, John, was, of course, maybe the high point of the Jack time in charge of the national team. Did Jack actually enjoy this time as much as you guys did?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I know he enjoyed afterwards. We all enjoyed afterwards when we came back. We didn't realise, you know, I would set the nation alight, you know, with what we did. And you have to say, look, it's a great achievement. And people are forget, you know, he got us into the world rankings. I think it was fifth or sixth. You know, wow, how good was that? You know, and the way he set us out, you know, is tactics, you know. With a great group of players. Some people wouldn't say that. So that tells you all about him. But it wasn't just on the pitch, it was off the pitch.
Yeah.
What he did, what people don't realise, he galvanised us and the camaraderie between us. You know, you hit one of our players and you were going to get it. The togetherness in that camp was unbelievable. You know, on and off the pitch. We were great buddies, and he let us get away with some things that the English players that I knew couldn't believe, you know, by having the odd pint of Guinness here there, you know, a couple of days before the match. I adore the man.
Well, listen, we know it's a very sad day for you, John. So thanks a million for coming on to talk
pleasure.
To us this morning.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Yeah.
We really appreciate it. And what a great man and what a great legacy and a great tribute by yourself, John. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Bob. Cheers, take care.